In my previous review, I noted the increase in interest in utilizing techniques that facilitate orthodontic tooth movement and eventually reduce overall treatment time. While most orthodontists were not familiar with all the different approaches to facilitate tooth movement that are available, many were familiar with the different surgical treatments that have been tried as adjuncts to orthodontic treatment to facilitate tooth movement. Does surgically assisted orthodontic treatment increase the velocity of tooth movement and shorten treatment duration? Is there a difference in the incidence of tooth vitality loss, periodontal problems, and root resorption between healthy orthodontic patients treated with surgically facilitated orthodontics and patients who had orthodontic treatment without surgery? Do the designs of the cortical cuts and gingival flaps influence the efficiency of tooth movement and the incidence of complications? These three questions were addressed in an article titled "Surgically Facilitated Orthodontic Treatment, a Systematic Review" by Elke Hoogeveen et al., which appeared in the April 2014 Supplement and Guide Product issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics. To address the previous questions, the authors performed a systematic literature review. PubMed, Embase, and Cochrane databases were searched for literature published until April 2013. Randomized control trials, control clinical trials, and case series with sample sizes of 5 or more patients were eligible for inclusion in the review. Initially, 505 studies were identified in the electronic databases, and 5 additional ones were found by hand searching the reference lists. In the end, only 18 studies met the criteria to be included in the review. As an example of problems with some of the studies, the authors noted that studies in dental alveolar distraction reported 6 to 9 months or even 50% reduction in overall treatment duration. However, no control groups were used in these studies, leaving it unclear what these calculations were based on. Based on the review of their articles, the authors made a number of conclusions, which are as follows. There is only a limited level of evidence concluding that surgically facilitated orthodontic treatment significantly reduces treatment duration compared with conventional orthodontic treatment. There is no evidence that the surgical procedures used to facilitate orthodontic tooth movement resulted in detrimental periodontal effects. No studies reported significant root shortening when compared with a control group or pretreatment root length, thereby leading the authors to conclude that limited evidence supports the conclusion that root resorption after surgically facilitated orthodontics does not exceed the resorption observed with conventional orthodontic treatment. They also noted that because of the heterogeneity of clinical indications, treatment plans, surgical techniques, and force systems, it was not possible to do a meta-analysis, and that most of the studies had small sample sizes. The bottom line of this study is that both corticotomy-facilitated orthodontics and distraction temporarily enhance tooth movement with minimal complications. However, it is not clear how this temporary facilitation of tooth movement affects overall treatment duration. You can find this article in the April 2014 Supplement and Product Guide issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.